Here is your Forbes Daily Briefing for Wednesday, March 27th. Today on Forbes, what Shohei Ohtani can learn from Tiger Woods and Kobe Bryant. There are few athletes on the planet as marketable as Shohei Ohtani. His otherworldly talent, often drawing comparisons to Babe Ruth, coupled with good looks and charisma, has made the 29-year-old Japanese superstar baseball's preeminent pitchman on both sides of the Pacific. Forbes estimates Ohtani now earns $60 million annually off the field, before taxes and agents fees, thanks to a robust stable of sponsors that includes U.S. companies such as Fanatics, Salesforce, and New Balance, as well as Japanese brands Seiko, Kose, Dip, and Nishikawa. Ohtani, baseball's highest-paid player for the second consecutive year, now finds himself in rare company. Among active athletes, Forbes counts only four other individuals that earn $60 million or better annually from their off-field endeavors: LeBron James, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Tiger Woods. But the two-time MVP is also facing the first real threat to his unblemished public image and vast earnings. Ohtani is embroiled in a scandal involving his former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, who allegedly stole $4.5 million from him to pay off illegal gambling debts. Sports gambling is legal in 38 states and the District of Columbia, but not California, where Ohtani lives and plays. Initially, Mizuhara and a crisis spokesperson for Ohtani had indicated that the Japanese superstar was helping his friend out of trouble, though oblivious to the extent. They both later backtracked, stating that Ohtani had no knowledge of Mizuhara's gambling, debts, or efforts to resolve them. In the following days, ESPN reported, through an unnamed source, that Ohtani's representatives had contacted law enforcement to look into the alleged financial theft, while the IRS and MLB each opened their own investigations. On Monday afternoon, Ohtani held a press conference with a new interpreter and unequivocally denied any knowledge of Mizuhara's actions. In a prepared statement, he said, quote, "On a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I trusted has done this. I do want to make it clear that I never bet on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker. I'm going to obviously let my lawyers handle matters from here on out, and I am completely assisting in all investigations that are taking place right now." Ohtani didn't take any questions. Of course, Ohtani isn't the first sports marketing superstar to face a dire threat to his carefully protected image. In 2009, when Tiger Woods was injured in a car crash near his home in Florida, he initially received support from key sponsors such as Nike and Gatorade. But as details about the then 33-year-old Woods' infidelity emerged, Gillette ended its partnership, along with AT&T, Accenture, and PepsiCo, which cost Woods an estimated $35 million in annual income. It hurt those companies, too. In a study published that year, academics Christopher R. Natel and Victor Stango wrote, quote, "Mr. Woods' top five sponsors, Accenture, Nike, Gillette, Electronic Arts, and Gatorade, lost 2-3% of their aggregate market value after the accident." It was roughly another 2 years before Woods added a new sponsor to his portfolio. And while the scandalous period may have cost Woods a run at Jack Nicklaus's vaunted record of 18 major championships, it ended up being a blip on his financial radar. The 48-year-old golfer, who remains one of the highest-paid athletes in the world, has pulled in an estimated $1.8 billion in career pre-tax earnings. 5 years earlier, Kobe Bryant faced an image crisis of his own when he was accused of sexual assault. The charges were eventually dropped, and the then 25-year-old Los Angeles Lakers star settled a civil suit from his alleged victim outside of court. But the controversy cost him sponsorship renewals with McDonald's and Nutella. Bryant's endorsement earnings eventually recovered, however, and he went on to retire from professional basketball, having collected an estimated $680 million in pre-tax dollars, with more than $350 million coming from off-the-court endeavors. Jonathan Grella, founder of crisis communications firm JAG Public Affairs, says, quote, "Time helps. Being able to have a full career afterwards helps a lot, and as best as we can tell, Ohtani is likely to have a decade and a half more of baseball in him, which should work to his benefit." For full coverage, check out Justin Birnbaum's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.